And you see what I'm wearing right now, right?
Call to order this special meeting of the Ochoco Wastewater and Sanitary Authority at 6 o'clock p.m. on February 25th, 2025. Roll call, Mary Skraka.
Michael Pappin.
Tim Smith.
Bob Wharton.
And Tony is joining us via phone. We are going to start our interviews for our vacant board position, position number four. And we can start with Mitch Logan, if you'd like to come on up. You can just scoot your chair up or sit at the table. That's fine, too.
Okay. Well, just that way I can set this down.
No, this has to be done in public since it's a voted on position.
Okay. We moved here in 2001. And I participated, the first 10 years I participated in what was the water sanitary, they were districts before you guys became a conjoined authority. And I also participated in the POA. And I took a break for the reasons that I thought, you know, new blood needs to get cycled through, because these boards get stagnant. And it's kind of unfair to the volunteers that they get stuck serving where they feel obligated, when this is really a position that should be cycled through for. So I took, you know, almost 10 years off, yeah. I think. And
I believe then, you finished off with the last water rate increase.
Yeah, we did the calculation to figure that out and what have you. And I got a little bit involved helping with the joining of the two districts into the authority, just from my past experience and stuff. But for the most part, that was a new set of people, and it was really, really a good thing. But I thought it's time, you know, because I'm, like I said, I don't have any plans on moving anytime soon, and feel like it's time to participate. And of course, my background is I'm kind of wear a few hats. I'm a vice president of service and sales, but I'm also a process industrial mechanic, and so I have a lot of experience in reviewing mechanical bids, physically doing the work and stuff like that. I know that board members don't actively participate, but we can also vet contractors. You know, I have a good experience in vetting a contractor in pumps, all that kind of stuff. We actually work on what's called a high pressure rotary feeder valve, and it's just 25 years of doing that has kind of given me experience in the industrial side of things, and basically a water system and a sanitary system or a process controlled piece of equipment. So.
And what do you do now? You said you're a vice president of sales and...
Service and sales. So we work in primarily the pulp and paper industry.
Okay.
And so our product line has kind of boiled down. We used to be kind of the Walmart for the paper industry, because we our background, our ownership, are very astute in corrosion, erosion, metallurgy, okay, solutions. And of course, in a pulp mill, it's all about the chemicals and how the metal can survive and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So, but I build and quality control check every high pressure rotary feeder that goes out of our company. Okay. And it's just a device that's designed to feed the wood into the digester to make paper, and anything you can make with wood, pretty much. I don't need to list all the products,
sure,
there. And we have actually cotton customers too that make cotton products, which that's, okay, far more interesting to me, because that pulp goes into your toothpaste, your ice cream, but process machinery is what I've been around for the last 25 years, and I specialize in ours. But I just feel like, the management of this boards and stuff is something that everybody should participate in, And like I said, it took about 10 years off, and I thought, it's time to cycle through. You've got a new system at the water. I don't know that there's much new at the sanitary pond since I left. Probably a few things, but for the most part, it's not a whole bunch.
Some of the equipment's been upgraded.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still the same.
Not much time, obviously, yeah. But I feel like I could bring that experience. Plus, like I said, I'm the vice president of sales and service, so I have a lot of, administration duties, sure. You know, like you say, I got to vet quotes and find contractors and things like that. And,
okay.
You know, it's pretty easy to understand when someone's telling you something, whether they truly know their business or not. You know, you get burned enough and you start knowing who the good guys are and stuff like that. So that's the short of it. I just have a desire to serve again. And wife and I are in the middle of a major remodel of the house.
Congratulations, and I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of stymied right now because she's home healing up from a really bad shoulder repair. So she's not a very good left-handed person.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of nursemaid babysitting, so.
But you can come up when I get my shoulder fixed.
Well, I've had two knee replacements and love them. I've had great success. I'm sure the shoulder surgery is a much more painful, much more debilitating.
I'm right-handed, so I'm like, how am I going to do things like that?
Well, one thing we found out, when you pull up your drawers, one side rolls up and you can't reach to unroll it. So that has been my primary duty. I'm sorry, that's probably TMI, but anyway, that's...
I remember that.
Yeah,
On another note, are there additional questions from board members? And keep in mind that the questions you ask are the same questions we have to ask every candidate.
Yeah.
So my question would be, what new perspectives or ideas do you bring to the board that would benefit the community as it relates to water and sanitary?
Well, without diving into the records of current, I'm pretty fiscally responsible about how things are ran, so I keep a sharp eye on that. I know you guys are entering a budget cycle, right? So there's that to consider.
As a new idea or perspective as far as financials?
Well, new idea or perspective, I'm not sure.
I guess if you could flesh that out.
Well, I have no idea other than my few meetings I've been to recently of what the financials look like and what we are truly spending our money on and what is going to improve this system and what's going to make this system be here 10 years from now. Those are the kind of concerns. You know, being a long-term resident, planning, no plans to transplant at this point, those are important to me, the longevity. So I can answer that that's going to be my focus. It might not be a new perspective as the board's concerned, but it would be my experience in that would be new to the board, right? So there's that. Other than that, I bring myself up to speed to, I couldn't sit on this board and not know the system. I think that is pretty critical, and it's really hard for volunteers. You know, we depend on certain people that have a talent for certain things. Like, I understand Mike's from the business side. You're, I'm assuming, somewhere from that. There's reasons that each board member brings value to the board, and every perspective needs to be, weighed and used to the benefit of the neighborhood. And that is the other thing. I mean, when this board is serving the public, it is serving, it's not when you say public and you're in a big city or something, it's public. It's these people. It's very personal, and you have to make your decisions based on what is primarily the best for the entire neighborhood. You know, to the best of your ability as human, so.
Right, because we live here too.
Yeah, you don't sacrifice neighbor relationships over things that can be discussed and vetted out. So that's the perspective, if you will.
Okay.
Any other questions from board members? Tony, do you have any other questions for Mitch?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you very much, Mitch.
Aiden, if you'd like to.
I'll just see you back there.
So Aiden, if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and.
Sure. Well, my name is Aiden Humphrey, and we started building a house up at the very top of the hill in 2015. It took us a while to finish it, but, and we are still actually in the process of doing some, I just got through painting the kitchen again. So my background is, it's in design. I have a Master of Architecture, and so I've kind of been trained to think about how from an architectural standpoint, how does the built environment impact human health and well-being? And from that, I've developed an interest in just chronic impacts on human health and well-being. And water quality is one of the big ones there. I had to say, as I was listening to Mitch, I was pretty envious of his background. He's definitely got the hands-on experience, and my hands-on experience is limited to having built a house. I designed the plumbing system, did the plumbing, but I don't have industrial background like Mitch does. I also
I didn't either.
Okay.
Neither
did I. Right? I'm a computer guy, right? But been in business on that side, right? So, I mean, I know Tim works in mechanic and engineering. I know you run some heavy equipment, or you did. I mean, we all come from different backgrounds, right? So, go ahead. Sorry.
So, my interest is, I guess this might transition to what I hope I could be involved with if you guys decided you wanted to work with me. I'd like to get the arsenic readings in our tests down to non-detectable. There's a number of different reasons for that. Obviously, arsenic's not a kid-friendly thing. It's not a human-friendly thing, and there's ongoing research showing that if at all possible, it's a good idea to really, really aggressively remove that from water systems. And you guys have, implemented some pretty big measures to make that work with your reverse osmosis system. I'm also interested in turbidity, because that's something that impacts, just with the magnesium and the calcium content, that's something that impacts people's dishwashers, it impacts their washing machines, it impacts their pipes, and I'd very much like to focus on the near term on solving the last little bit of arsenic in the water, medium term solving the turbidity issue, possibly by using the RO filter not just for the well but also for the springs, to see if there's some possibility of using it to handle both, because then the RO filter is not going to let anything through.
So actually, we're not using an RO filter.
You're not?
No, it's a media filter.
Oh, I thought it was an RO.
No, it's not an RO. We looked at ROs and they were like, for the amount of water we needed, they were like ungodly expensive.
$1 million or something?
Yeah, it was like half a million for just a filter.
Okay, so you're using a resin for that?
So we're using a resin that's specifically designed for that. They came out and did multiple tests with a test trailer with different resins and different amounts of chlorine. Luckily, we have a huge amount of iron in the water, so it actually
enhances.
Is our benefit. It enhances it, yes. So we're actually, and I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, just, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, probably the kind of resin you're using would also respond to the thing I'm interested in doing, which is increasing oxidation time from coming out of the water into the system. And it works with resin beads. It also works with RO systems. So okay. It happens to be the Achilles heel of RO systems and of the resin bead system, that if you don't have enough time getting arsenic oxidized from the from the trivalent to the pentavalent form, then yeah. It just, they just really suffer. So that's my hope, is in the short term we could, with a very modest investment and maybe a probably something like an 1100 gallon tank, maybe a 1200 gallon tank, and about roughly 12 seconds extra oxidation time, depending on the time of the year, how cold it is, the pH, we might be able to get that last little arsenic out with very little capital outlay and probably very little modification to the system we have. So that's a direction I'm interested in exploring. There may be things that come up which means that's not viable, but it's something I'd like to look into. And then with the turbidity, I'd like to address that as well. On a long-term basis, kind of way out there, it would be great to work with the state to better understand our options for resilience. If we needed to keep the pump running for whatever reason, if there was an extended issue with the grid, it'd just be nice to know that the folks in this community would have a stable water supply.
I think your input on the water conservation plan that we're going to be required to formulate and come up with here within the year, I think, you know, that's definitely going to take some deeper insights into the long-term plan for the community. The state's going to require us to do our due diligence there, and I think that long-term perspective would be really valuable in formulating that plan, for sure.
Do you want your phone?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so that's kind of the three areas I'm interested in exploring. I hope it doesn't come across that I have this idea that I have all the answers and that I'm just going to start doing these things. I would be working humbly and cooperatively with everyone, and obviously with people who have, you know, engineering degrees to, you know, who are actually qualified to make systems decisions. I wouldn't be trying to steer the ship in a, you know, in some huge direction, but there are things that I'd love to be a part of if it turned out it was feasible for us, if it turned out that the board in general was convinced that they were doable and valuable. And, you know, I'm kind of hoping it might be some low-hanging fruit on the tree that would give us a big bang for the buck, but that you know, we have to look at the details. So yeah, that's kind of why I'm here.
I think he covered your question.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think you covered my question. New perspective or ideas that you would bring to the board that would help benefit the community, both in the short and long term. So thank you for that. Do any other board members have any additional questions?
No, I answered mine, like, you know, basically what you do.
Tony, any additional questions for Aiden?
No, I think that's very well covered.
Okay. Thank you so much, Aiden.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For your time and comments. So, given that it's this is a board position that's a county voted on position, we have to have these discussions public, or with the public able to attend. So, I guess discussion from board members on filling the position. I think I'll launch first. My experience with the board was obviously completely new, not having any, you know, background in systems for water and sanitary, but a willingness and a desire to serve the community and wanting to know more, you know, about how this worked and how it impacted the community. And, you know, it ended up being not only fulfilling personally, but, you know, something that I've learned a tremendous amount from. And I always and will continue to seek out opportunities to work, you know, with groups of people, or, you know, as a board. I think it's great to work as a team, to be part of a group that's focused on a common goal that includes different perspectives, different ideas, different ways of looking at things. And that being said, you know, I was new to the community once and, you know, joined the board. And I think it's important that, you know, as Mitch said, that we continue to provide opportunities for newer community members who have not yet had that opportunity. And I think given that Aiden's background and willingness to serve the board, his insights and expertise, I think would be of value as well, much like Mitch's previous experience. But I think it's important that we provide these opportunities for community members that have not had that opportunity. I think it's important that we provide that for new board members or for new people in the community so they can have that chance to experience and grow and really deepen that buy-in, you know, to where they live and to their neighbors and to have a really meaningful and impactful experience here in the community. So I'm, from my perspective, while I think both candidates would be a great fit, I think it's important that we provide that opportunity, and for that reason, I'd like to see Aiden in the position.
I'd like to say, do we have another vacant open position? Is there two?
No, one.
So, again, as what she stated, it's Tim's fault. He said I should come down to the board and, and they had a vacant position. When I started, I knew nothing about water board or anything that went along with it. I was new to everything. And I learned over a few months and just kind of sat and listened. And then where it comes in for me is business decisions and cost of things and ROIs and so on. And technical background. Going through that, so I was new also. Either way that this goes, I you both have qualities that would be great for the board. You know, Mitch's background and already been there, but jobs and mechanical and so on. We have quite a few sitting on the board that have that background, kind of mechanical. Rick and Tim and Bob is, you know, so. And Aiden, way to come out the gate and want to get rid of everything in our water system. Unfortunately, I don't know if, you know, how much of that is possible with what equipment and what we have and budget, but that's an absolute great passion. Love to see that. I wish we had two, and no matter how this goes, I would love both of you to continue, whoever sits on the board, continue to come to these meetings and in public have your say and bring up ideas and bring up questions, and because you're almost kind of part of the board at that point sitting there, you're just not voting, but you're still bringing the information forward. That's a tough decision. I would probably say Mitch, only on the fact that I don't know how much we're actually going to be able to do with the water system and with the background and mechanical and so on and what we got going on here. So that would be my idea. But I wish we had two. It'd be great. Either one of you?
I'm torn. It's be excellent.
That's what I said. We need two.
I wish we did have two positions. And I don't mean this derogatorily, but there is still some inexperience on board, and I'm not.
Absolutely.
We all start with green.
I'm still inexperienced.
And I just. My feelings go with Mitch because he had like 15 years on the previous board.
Well, no, probably we've been here 24 years, and like Mike, I got thrown in early, and yes, you do a lot of sitting around going, what is this really about?
And I know for a fact that we lost a map that had a bunch of valves on it, and Mitch knows where a lot of those are. I know where a lot of those are, and it would be. I know in the middle of the night, I've had Mitch out. We've been digging holes and plugging lines, I would love to have you. I really would, but my vote's with Mitch.
Bob,
I agree with a little bit of everything that's been said. You know, I'm the newest person on the board, and I'm usually really quiet because I'm just listening and trying to learn. Like Mike was saying, it'd be nice if we had two openings. I'd almost say, well, here, let me step
up. I'm just thinking the same thing.
Let you take my spot, and then Aiden can have a spot, because, you know, but we're all new at one time. So I think I'd go with Aiden, because, you know, nothing against you, Mitch, but, I mean, you're still here. You're still going
to
be here.
No, I wanted to vote one.
Please don't take this personal.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. There's elections coming up, too,
yeah.
So there's always that.
Oh, absolutely. Just,
like Mike was saying, you guys, you know, I hope you continue to show up to meetings or whoever, because we still need to learn, and your opinions are valuable. I once in a great while had a valid opinion, maybe once. Maybe I used it up, but I vote for it right now. Okay.
Tony?
Well, I'm like everyone. I think they're both great candidates. However, I do like the idea of pursuing cleaner water. I've been there for a long time, too, and I think it's some things I question. And like you say, I don't know if that's feasible to even do. With what Aiden is talking about, but it's something I like the idea of at least pursuing it, even looking at something for the future. And I think I'm going to vote for Aiden.
Okay. So let the record show we have a vote of 3-2, being Aiden in favor of filling the vacant board position number 4 with Aiden Humphreys. Again, I want to thank both of our candidates, both Mitch.
Well, can I ask Aiden a question? I'm kind of curious. Sure. I know Rick's homesick, but was he offered the phone participation?
It's a given, yeah.
Okay,
members know they can call in for some reason if they're not here.
What's that?
Members know that they can call into any meeting or gathering if they're unable to make it physically.
Okay.
So that's being said, I wanted to thank both candidates for being willing to serve their community. I know it's you know, a big commitment, as everyone knows, and we appreciate people being willing to step up and do that. So thank you both. That being said, Aiden, Kathy will give you you'll have to go down to the county. Kathy will notify them that we're filling that position, correct? Mm-hmm. And then if you go down to the county during business hours, they'll swear you in, and then you can be a voting member. Until then, obviously, you're welcome to attend any meetings or official goings-on of the board, but until you're voted in, you won't be able to vote. So best to get that done and when you're able, for sure.
Just like you said, Mitch, don't go anywhere, because...
No, I'm not.
Have I been here 2.5 years?
Everyone but Rick's position is up for re-election.
Yeah, no, I think I've been here 2.5 years, and there's been, I think, 5 seat changes in 2.5 years. So, don't go anywhere.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to the second item, the review of the employee policies handbook. Unfortunately, I do not have. I was going to exit early at this meeting because I have other commitments that I need to attend to this evening. So after talking with Mike, it may be best to tackle this
at another meeting.
At another meeting, or I don't know if we
as far
can
as because we have another meeting in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we have I don't want to say proposed changes or list of things that we need to look at. Listen up, Tim. Did you get a manual?
No.
Okay. So we'll have to make sure that.
That's employee handbook manual?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure Tim gets one. And we can look at it.
I thought we gave you those. book.
You gave me one.
No.
And I think we can take a look at it before the next meeting, and then it'll be easier to discuss.
Yeah.
We're not sitting here in a time crunch trying to get this done.
Yeah.
Does that seem clear?
Yeah, so if board members, or Kathy, if you could also, would it be able to come up with another one for Aiden as well?
Oh, yeah.
So are these things that need to be looked at?
Yes, on the pages.
And the last one are, the position, you know, where there's nothing by it, no comments. It just needs a person or a position to make decisions.
Okay.
That's all.
Which number was that?
No.
Oh, the ones that...
Just don't have anything beside the number?
There's nothing beside the number.
That's what we don't want to read, just stuff.
No, you can just say, we just need a person's name there.
Okay, and I'll have Kathy see if she can't email you the...
All the ones that are blank, you said they're...
All the ones that are blank,
she has a...
For...
She has a...
Oh, you need a name.
Page number.
List is in that area.
The areas marked that we need to address based on page number. So I'll have her email that to you if possible.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you.
Appreciate your input tonight, we'll talk later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that being said, for board members, if, what are thoughts on tackling it, this at next month's meeting, so board members have a chance to review these sections prior?
Yes, second that.
Okay, so I make a motion that we table the review of the employee policies handbook until our March regular meeting.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Discussion? Motion passes.
Adopted.
Unless there's any other comments or concerns, we'll adjourn this meeting at 6:32 p.m. Thank you.
And then I hope that the next meeting, they'll have had a couple of weeks to play around with Grasshopper. And, you know, hopefully we got everything, and then we can really kind of dive into it. Yes.
I forget. In case people don't have a chance to check email, you can add Aiden to the email, right? To the board email?
This spring.
They just give the password.
Yes, okay. Can you do that?
Yeah.
We have